previously on Second Fiddles. Max raised a falcon during his years at Rose Academy and named her Eloise. That's really all you need to know for this episode. Let's begin!
Episode 37, Falcon Quest.
Finally, after years of training, Kellycopter has been summoned from her tower by the Archdruid and his minstrel companion for the most important journey. No, not a journey, a quest!
Hey, Ren, does Gale do this sort of thing all the time?
What? Oh, yeah. It's constant.
Any idea why?
She was raised by LARPers, remember? She tends to dissociate from reality and pretend she's living in a fantasy world.
Sounds nice right about now.
It is. You should try it.
Thanks for coming, Gale. I appreciate it.
What am I? A walking pile of trash?
Hey, I only needed someone who could fly. You didn't need to come, too.
I don't trust you with Gale. She's too precious for the world of sidekicks and supervillains.
Good point.
Ooh, look! That squirrel just bowed to me. Do you think he's asking me to dance?
Gale, leave that squirrel alone. He doesn't want to dance. He's just constipated.
Aw, I wish I had some laxatives for you, little buddy.
Come in for a huddle. We need to go over the plan.
You actually have a plan?
Well, the plan was to text you, get Gale's number, and then beg her to help me.
So the plan's done. Can we go home?
Hey, no fair. We can't end my first quest before it starts.
It's not a quest. It's just a simple mission.
Stop leaving out the details.
Sorry. Eloise is missing. Well, not missing per se, but I haven't seen or heard from her in over a week. I'm getting worried.
Who's Eloise again? She's your pet, right?
No, she's Max's feathery kid.
Oh, wow. I need to call my dad and tell him he's not the only one with a daughter with feathers anymore.
She's not my biological daughter. She's a peregrine falcon. She imprinted on me in college. You probably saw her with me when you were a freshman?
Oh, your bird buddy. I remember her. She's so pretty.
Thanks. She really is.
Are you afraid some villain found her or something?
I don't know. I just haven't not seen her this long in like, well, ever.
Where does she normally live when she's not visiting you at your apartment or while you're working?
She likes to roost on one of the skyscrapers downtown, the Fulcrum Building. Catching pigeons is like her favorite thing to do.
Oh, skyscraper. Hence your need for Gale.
Yep.
Do you want me to fly up there and see if I can spot her?
Yeah. Would that be okay?
Of course! The Archdruid Maximus and his trusty minstrel Kerenia have bestowed upon Kellycopter the Falcon Quest!
Wait, I'm a druid? And it's Maxim, not Maximus.
Wait, does this mean I'm the f***ing minstrel?
I would categorize you as a bard if we were using the proper classes. Your power involves singing, so it makes sense. Bards inspire others with their songs and stories.
How the hell am I inspiring?
You quit the life of a sidekick to find new ways to help people. You're super inspiring.
Hey, your sarcasm and apathy inspire me plenty.
F*** you, Maximus.
Eat me, Kerenia. Wait, why am I a druid?
Well, you talk to animals, and you have antlers. I used to think of you as more of a ranger, but now druid is starting to make more sense.
You're viewing us all through the lens of D&D again, aren't you?
There are a dozen different classes for playable characters, and it's fun to think about what we'd all be.
Okay, so I'm a bard. That blows. And Max is a druid?
Or a ranger.
Or a ranger. What about the other second fiddlers?
Well, Tammy would be a fighter. That's easy.
You wouldn't hear any complaints from her about that one.
Right. And ID and Chameleon would both be rogues.
Elijah is quite stealthy. And Cam is definitely a trickster.
What about Sophia? And Frankie?
Sophia would be an intelligence-based character like a wizard or alchemist, except for when she transforms into Basher. Then she's a barbarian. And I haven't met Frankie. Who's that?
Frankie is retcon. Sophia's sister? You'll probably meet her eventually. Or not. I don't know.
Yeah, they're currently trying to spend some time together to work on their sisterly bond.
Speaking of sisterly bonds, how's Cassie doing? Am I ever going to actually meet her?
Not yet. I'm protecting her like I should be protecting Gale from your sidekick nonsense.
Lame. Hey, what about Linus? What class is he?
I think of Linus as a paladin, riding in on a white horse with his force field suit of armor to save the day.
Linus is not a knight in shining armor. You need to reevaluate.
Yeah, the only thing he's riding in on is Tammy.
Ew, don't talk about your sister that way.
You know by now that the weird sibling line has been crossed so many times, it's not even worth trying anymore.
That's true. You're both the masters of TMI.
Gale, you've classified everyone else, but what about you? What box are you putting yourself into?
Well, the current character I play is a druid.
Aw, like me.
Creepily so, actually. She was telling me earlier that she wears fake elk antlers and everything.
Wait, is your character me? Is your character male or female? Or non-binary?
Does it matter?
Let me put it this way. Does your character have caraboobs or a moose knuckle?
Oh god, not puns. Anything but puns.
Hey, puns fuel me through my depression, okay?
My character isn't exactly like you, Max. She's a half-elf. Her name is Elka Snakewood.
Oh, that sounds pretty cool.
Even though I'm playing a druid, I think I would be a sorcerer.
I mean, you're already like a super cool wind sorceress in real life, so that tracks.
Aw, thanks, Max. You're the best.
Eh, I do what I can. So, now that you're all buttered up, could you go look around the top of Fulcrum Tower for me? Just tell me if you find Eloise.
Sure. It shouldn't take too long. I'll be back in a jiffy.
You're the best.
Bye.
I can't believe you haven't attached some kind of tracking sensor bracelet thing on Eloise over the years.
I haven't needed to. She's always been so reliable.
Do falcons have any natural predators?
I mean, yeah, big owls or eagles can prey on falcons, but there aren't too many of those in the city. The biggest threats to Eloise are probably humans.
Huh. How long do falcons normally live for?
Like 15, I'd say, if they're healthy and lucky.
And how old is Eloise?
She's seven. She's seven.
Oh, okay.
I kind of have an idea about what she might be doing, but I've been afraid to say it out loud.
You think she's dead? A feathered bird kebab? A dirty pile of bird bone roadkill?
Oh my f***ing god, no! Why would you say that?
Oh, sorry. I thought you were having worst case scenario thoughts.
I was, but within reason.
Fine, fine, fine. What were you thinking?
Well, there's been a male peregrine courting her, but she's really old for that sort of thing. Normally they start mating when they're like two or three, and I thought because she was imprinted on me that she would never find a mate. But this falcon dude, Theo, he's really taken a liking to her.
Theo? Is that actually his name?
No, humans can't pronounce bird names. I started calling him Theo Sharp after the love interest of Eloise from the second season of Bridgerton.
But Bridgerton didn't start 7 years ago. Why did you name her Eloise?
After my grandma.
Oh, that's oddly sweet.
Yeah.
So this Theo, how interested is he?
He was like full on courting her, like nonstop aerial displays trying to win her over. It's the lady's choice with falcons, so...
As it should be.
Yeah. And they typically mate for life, which is a really scary thought. So I might have,
Max, what did you do?
I may have used my telepathy to tell Theo to, you know, leave Eloise alone.
Max, you can't do that.
Why not? He's like a young stud muffin falcon and she's a slightly older lady. I didn't want him to lead her on.
You're full of shit. You didn't want to lose your bestie, so you got overprotective and shut it down.
Oh my god, I'm an asshole dad.
Parents can try their best to shelter their kids from the world, but sometimes it's better to let them fly free. And in this case, literally. Damn it, Max, if your daughter wants to go to prom, let her go to prom.
Okay, I feel like that last bit may not have been about me, but I'll let that slide.
What does mate for life mean, exactly?
I mean, lots of animals that mate for life are about as monogamous as humans.
So, like, not really at all?
Yeah. When I was interning at the zoo a million years ago, the penguins there were like a little soap opera. They supposedly mate for life too, but they were having affairs, swapping partners, cheating, the whole thing. There were a few stalwart couples that never wavered, so that's something.
I don't really know what stalwart means, but I don't care. If Eloise has herself a man now, what does that mean?
Well, she'll be AWOL during mating season, and when she's on eggs, then while they're raising their chicks, and then she and Thea would take a break and do it all again next year. In theory.
So, between mating season, she'll still probably come back to you and hang out and stuff like old times, right?
I don't know. I hope so.
Max, can I get real with you?
You always are, so I don't know why you're asking.
Good point. I think maybe that you're afraid of being alone.
That's not a secret. I'm very clingy.
Does this have to do with your anxiety?
I'm always struggling with my anxiety, but this is something bigger, darker.
You joked earlier that puns help with your depression. Is that what's happening? Depression?
That was just a joke, I think.
Are you thinking about Elijah?
Yeah. I mean, it's not just him. First, Tammy met Linus, then you left the group, and now, like you said, I don't have Elijah anymore. So Eloise is my one constant. I don't want to lose her.
First of all, I'm still part of your life, even though I'm not a sidekick anymore, so don't you dare try to guilt me into feeling bad. Same goes for Tammy. Just because she found a partner doesn't mean she doesn't still love you. I mean, you still live together.
I think she and Linus are planning on moving out, but they're afraid to tell me about it. I'm not that fragile. They can trust me.
Max, your eyes are glowing.
Sorry, I just need to focus on my breathing. That tends to help.
So while you're breathing and whatever, just listen. Max, you're an idiot. You're smart, but you're an idiot. Elijah loves you. Tammy loves you. Your parents love you. Sophia loves you. Toolbag Linus loves you. I love you. Even Gail loves you, which is probably only slightly concerning. Like, you won't need a restraining order or anything, but don't let her go through your underwear drawer, if you know what I mean.
Your point?
Don't take any of us for granted. Your eyes stopped glowing, by the way.
Thanks. And I don't take any of you for granted. I'm just...
Afraid of being alone?
Yes. Don't you dare say I told you so.
Hey, you just said it for me.
There's something else that's been bothering me.
What?
The stag. I don't feel worthy of him, of his memory. Like, what did I do to deserve the powers that he bestowed upon me? If Salamander and MacGuffin are right, I'm supposed to be responsible for saving the world, but they're literally planning on me being so inept that I fail. That's a lot of pressure.
That does blow, I'm not gonna lie.
Thanks for the pep talk?
But like I said before, you're not alone. You have so many people, super-powered people, may I add, that love and support you and will do their best to help you when the time comes. So the fate of the world doesn't rest solely on your bony shoulders and antlers. We can take some of the weight, too.
Ew, I don't like it when you're so... serious.
Deal with it.
I found her! I found Eloise!
Is she okay?
Is she alive?
Yeah, she's fine. Actually, she's better than fine.
Where is she?
She was on a sort of ledge on the south-facing side of the building, right below roof level. And she wasn't alone.
F***ing Theo Sharp. I swear to God, if he hurts my little girl, I'm gonna kill him.
Who's Theo?
Theo's the boy Falcon who's been wooing Eloise.
Oh, no, he wasn't there. I mean, he was, because that explains the other Falcon that screamed at me. But no, that's not what I meant.
If it wasn't Theo, then who was with her?
She laid eggs! That's why she hasn't been around lately.
Oh my God.
You hear that? You're gonna be a Falcon granddaddy.
I'm gonna be a grandpa!
This is so exciting!
So she was in her scrape, just sitting on some eggs and looking cute?
What's a scrape?
Oh, sorry. A scrape is what you call the area where a Falcon like Eloise nests. Peregrines don't really build formal nests or anything.
Yeah, she was just chilling, keeping her little future babies warm and snuggly.
Well, I guess I don't need to worry anymore.
Don't believe him. He's totally gonna keep worrying.
I am, but at least I know Eloise isn't lost or dead or anything.
I'm happy I could help.
Thank you, Gale. Seriously, I owe you.
Ooh, don't tell her that. She'll make you LARP with her.
That's fine. I don't mind some roleplay every now and then.
Ew. Why does it feel like you're talking about invisible sex when you say that?
Shush, that's private.
Hey, I would never force anyone to LARP that doesn't want to. It wouldn't be as fun if they weren't into it.
And that's why I will always refuse. I like you too much to spoil your fun.
Aw, thanks.
Ren, this is gonna sound weird, but could you do me a favor before you leave?
I'm not in an 80s fantasy movie kind of mood right now.
No, not that. And how dare you? No, I was wondering if you could sing me to sleep? I haven't slept well in days, thinking about Eloise, and now I'm too revved up to try, but I've been, like, shaking all day, so I...
Of course. You don't need to come up with any reasons. I got your back. Do you want me to do that right now?
Yeah, if that's okay with you.
Sure. Gale, you okay to wait around for a little while?
Actually, I'm gonna go flying again if you don't mind. I wanted to swing by Fulcrum Tower again to see if Theo's joined Eloise in the, scrape thing.
Sure. Just don't get too close. They'll be territorial.
No problem. Enjoy your slumber, Maximus. I'll see you later, Kerenia.
I'm not a bard.
Mm-hmm. Whatever you say.
Bye, Gale.
Helicopter to the skies! Aw, there you are, Theo. I see why she likes you. You're very handsome.
Do you always talk to yourself when you're flying?
What? Who are you?
Come down here.
Why are you on top of a building?
What? Come closer.
Hold on.
Thanks for joining me. I'm normally alone up here.
Are you supposed to be up here?
No. Are you?
No one owns the sky.
Not yet, anyway.
Do you work here?
No, I was taking a walk.
On the top of a skyscraper.
Hey, everyone needs a hobby.
Are you a free climber or something?
Not professionally, no. It's just something I do.
Oh, you're the wall crawler everyone's been talking about. The vigilante.
I don't know why they say I crawl on walls. That makes zero sense. Wall walker, sure. Or climber, but not crawler. I'm not a gravity-defying baby. The press never gets anything right.
Wow. Walking up and down walls must require a ton of core strength.
Yeah, you should see my abs.
Oh, jeez.
Is there a reason you were flying around this particular building?
Yeah, I was checking on a friend. Well, a bird. I mean a friend's bird.
Were you keeping an eye on Eloise?
Eloise? Who's that?
You're a bad liar. I heard you shouting earlier. What did you call the other one? Leo?
No, he's Theo. I mean, he looks like a Theo. Maybe. I don't know. How would I know what a wild bird's name is?
You know, someone once told me that humans can't pronounce bird names.
Are you spying on Buck? Keeping tabs on Eloise?
Oh, no. No, nothing nefarious. I just like to know what's going on in Rose City. And there's a lot of buzz about Buck and his new powers. Some people want to know how he got them, and if they can get new powers too.
Good people or bad people?
No one's ever only good or bad, Kellycopter.
Hey, you know my name.
Like I said, I like to know what's going on in my city.
I don't agree with you, you know. Some people are just good, like me. Well, I'm neutral good.
Ah, well, in that case, you can consider me chaotic good.
Who are you? I mean, what's your superhero name?
I haven't picked one yet.
Then I'll call you Jack.
What? Why?
Like a Jack in the Box. Because you scared me when I saw you up here, and Jack in the Boxes are scary. Especially when they're clowns.
Ugh, please don't. I just beat up a henchman last week who goes by the name Jack in the Box.
Oh, does he have any powers?
No, but he liked to jack into a... you know what? You seem too innocent for this pun, so I'll just let you fill in the blanks.
Oh, okay. So I won't call you Jack. Well, it was nice to meet you, whoever you are. I gotta get going now.
Wait, here. I have something for you.
What is this? A card?
It's my contact information. If you, or Buck, or any of your friends ever need help, just call or text this number, drop a pin for your location, and I'll be there.
Really?
Really.
No strings?
No strings.
You're not laying a trap.
I'm not laying a trap.
Are you sure?
I'm not going to keep repeating everything you say.
Okay, then. Thanks. I'll see you around, wall crawler.
I don't crawl.
Sorry.
Hey, I like your tail.
Thanks.
In this episode of Second Fiddles, Max is voiced by Matt Johnson, Gail is voiced by Betsy Harris, Ren is voiced by Christy Barkin, The Wall Crawler is voiced by Greg Maddock, and MacGuffin is voiced by John Pupo. Music by Pete Johnson, and writing, producing, and sound design by Matt Johnson. Feel free to follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Second Fiddles Podcast, Tumblr at Second Fiddles, and Twitter at Second Fiddles spelled 2ND Fiddles. Transcripts of all of our episodes can be found at our website, secondfiddlespodcast.com. Thanks for listening.
Well, walker, sure. Or climber, but not crawler. I'm not a gravity-defying baby. The press never gets anything right.